Good morning. Welcome to Radioactivity. I'm Rob Luri. Coming up today, we'll talk about some of the items that have been in the news in the last 24 hours. We'll talk about tomorrow's inauguration of Joe Biden, and also we'll look at cults, and we'll look at one of the messages that conspiracy theorists are saying about this week and tomorrow. We're going to listen to a little bit of a film that's been put out by the conspiracy theorists that think that Donald Trump will remain president after tomorrow. And then we'll take your phone calls, too. And this is WMNF in Tampa, 88.5 FM. Well, President Trump will leave office with the lowest average approval rating in the Gallup poll's history, a result that is stunning for more than one reason. Yesterday, Gallup released the results of its final tracking poll, and it shows Donald Trump has the lowest approval, 34%, of his entire presidency. On top of that, Trump finished with the lowest average approval of any president in Gallup's history by a lot. As President Trump prepares to leave the White House, 34% of Americans approve of the job he's doing as president. That's the worst evaluation of his presidency. His average approval rating was 41% in the 4 years he was in the White House. It's 4 points lower than any of his predecessors in Gallup's polling era. Although Trump didn't quite reach Richard Nixon's historic poll of low poll of 26%, he shares with Nixon the distinction of being the only two presidents to score their worst approval ratings in their final poll. So Trump has very low approval ratings, and we could talk about that. Of course, the polls have been wrong. They've been off by about 2 to 4%, but still, that would put Trump at a very low rating. Well, Washington, D.C. is militarized, and there's heightened tension there leading up to tomorrow's inauguration of President-elect Joe Biden. We're going to get a report now from the Associated Press's Ed Donahue.
Following the deadly riot at the Capitol, this terrorism investigation is hitting close to home. John Hudak is senior fellow at the Brookings Institution.
We're talking about online chatter. We're talking about the dark web. We're talking about efforts to commit violence against the United States and its institutions and to assassinate members of the government.
Hudak says there's no difference between supporters of President Trump and Al-Qaeda and ISIS.
They're domestic terrorists. And they are not going to hang up their guns and their ammo vests on January 20th.
More than 20,000 National Guard troops are being dispatched across the Capitol to bolster security. Ed Donahue, Washington.
So we could talk about that. Pretty strong words there from a Brookings senior fellow, John Hudak. What do you think? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. And our email address is dj@wmnf.org. Well, more than 125 people so far from all over the country have been arrested related to the deadly riot on January 6th by supporters of President Trump at the U.S. Capitol. The FBI says to expect more. Let's listen to a report from Julie Walker.
Federal prosecutors say those arrested include far-right media personality Tim Gionne, known as Baked Alaska, heard live streaming inside the Capitol. Emily Hernandez, seen in photos with House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's broken nameplate. Jenny Kudd, arrested after posting a video bragging about breaking down Pelosi's door. And mother and son, Lisa Eisenhardt and Eric Munchell, officials say he was seen with zip ties, his mother by his side. Former Marine and Proud Boys member Dominic Pizzola, seen on video breaking into the building with a police shield and later smoking a cigar, according to the FBI. And Brandon Fellows, who they say gave media interviews about how participating in the riot would get him dates. I'm Julie Walker.
Well, who organized that January 6th rally? That's a point of contention right now. And the Associated Press has done a review of the records, and it finds that members of President Trump's losing presidential campaign played key roles in orchestrating the Washington rally that ended with the deadly assault on the U.S. Capitol. And again, here's a report from the Associated Press. Julie Walker is back.
This undercuts claims that the event was the brainchild of the president's grassroots supporters. The Save America rally was hosted by the pro-Trump nonprofit Women for America First, but an attachment to the permit lists more than half a dozen people in staff positions who just weeks earlier had been paid thousands of dollars by Trump's reelection campaign. Since the riot at the Capitol, several of them have scrambled to distance themselves from the rally. In a statement, the Trump reelection campaign said it did not organize, operate, or finance the event. I'm Julie Walker.
And if you want to comment about anything you've heard here so far, you can call us up at 813-239-9663. And you can also email the studio. The address to send your email is dj@wmnf.org. That's dj@wmnf.org. Well, federal authorities have arrested a woman whose former romantic partner says that she took a laptop from House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office during the riot at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. The suspect is Riley June Williams. She was arrested yesterday in Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, according to a Justice Department official. The FBI said in an arrest warrant Sunday that Williams hasn't been charged with theft yet, but only with illegally entering the Capitol and for disorderly conduct. FBI officials say a caller claiming to be an ex-lover of Williams said friends of hers showed him a video of her taking the laptop, computer, or hard drive from Pelosi's office. The caller alleged that the suspect, Williams, intended to send the device to a friend in Russia, who then planned to sell it to that country's Foreign Intelligence Service. But the plan fell through, and she either has the device or has destroyed it, according to the FBI. The FBI says the matter remains under investigation. 813-239-9663. Now, here's a terrible story about one of the people involved in the Capitol riot. This comes to us from Channel 4 in Dallas, so we're not going to play the whole thing. But this is a report about a Texas man whose name is allegedly Guy Revit. And the story is that he threatened to shoot his children if they told authorities that he participated in the January 6th Capitol Hill insurrection. So let's listen to a report. This is from Channel 4 in Dallas. We'll just hear a bit of the report.
Well, Steve, the arrest affidavit is quite detailed, not only about his alleged activity on January 6th, but it also describes his alleged threatening behavior once he got home to North Texas.
48-year-old Guy Refit of Wiley identified in still photos from the FBI arrest warrant on a staircase of the Capitol building wearing a blue jacket over a tactical-style vest and a helmet with a camera attached. Investigators say the father of three appears to flush his eyes with water after being hit with a chemical irritant either by Capitol Police or others in the crowd when he was at or past the police line. They say Refit is a member of a far-right militia group.
Since our initial call for tips, videos, and pictures, we've received more than 100,000 pieces of digital media, and we are scouring every one, and we continue to ask for more.
According to the affidavit, these particular images of Refit came from news media clips. Sky 4 over Refit's Wiley home this afternoon, no activity. But it was buzzing Saturday as FBI agents searched for evidence. Investigators say his wife, minor daughter, and adult son were there at the time and told investigators Refit told them in the days following the riot he needed to erase everything, telling his son if he reported him to police, he'd have no option but to do what he had to do. The son asked if he was threatening him, and Refit replied, "Don't put words in my mouth." The son told investigators he understood the statements to be a threat to his life. The affidavit goes on to say Refit told his daughter if she crossed the line, he'd put a bullet through his daughter's phone, and threatened both kids, saying, "If you turn me in, you're a traitor, and you know what happens to traitors. Traitors get shot." Refit's wife told investigators she did not believe he would act on his words, but was disturbed by his extreme statements.
Well, that's a report from Channel 4 in Dallas, and you can see the full report on their website. But allegedly, this man, Guy Refit, took part in the Capitol Hill insurrection, but now is trying to cover up the fact that he took part. And allegedly there, you heard that he threatened his family. So what do you think? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. And a lot of people are wondering why folks are so upset and why they went in with such unshakable belief to the U.S. Capitol on January 6th. And we can talk about that. Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Let's listen to a little bit of what President Trump has said over the last few months, and we'll hear from the voices of several of the protesters at the U.S. Capitol on January 6th.
The Democrats are trying to steal the White House. You cannot let them.
We're bringing our country back.
This is our country.
This is our house. This is our country. This is our country.
They don't get to steal it from us. We want our country back.
All right, so we heard three clips from President Trump there, and then we heard three clips from protesters at the Capitol on January 6th. So where do people get these ideas? And I promised at the top of the show that I'd share with you one of the conspiracy videos, so we're going to do that right now. This was sent from one of our listeners who buys into this conspiracy. I tried to get her to come on the program, and so far I've been unsuccessful. But how do people become so radical and so such true believers with unshakable faith in conspiracy theories? We're going to listen to a conspiracy video, not the whole video. We'll listen to the opening of it, but it gives you a really good sense of the overall picture. These videos, and I've watched a bunch, and maybe you've watched some too, usually include creepy music out of a horror film. It includes a narrator. In this case, the narrator is computer-generated. And it includes making statements that are not corroborated by anything. So there's no footnotes, there's no witnesses, there's no people being interviewed in this video. It's just this computerized voice telling you about the conspiracy, the alleged conspiracy. So we're going to listen to a conspiracy video right now. If you haven't seen one of these videos, once you watch them, and you're probably a very smart person, you wonder, why are people sucked in by this? Because there's no proof in the video. It's just some detached voice, eerie music, urging people to believe in a conspiracy theory. This conspiracy theory alleges that President Trump is going to remain in office after tomorrow, and that he's just simply gathering Democrats in Washington, D.C., surrounded by the military, for the purposes of arresting them. Now, let's listen to the video right now. And for those of you that look for facts and truth and supporting evidence, what's missing from this video? Here is the computerized voice with the eerie music.
To bring you this important message.
Okay, we had another Zoom call last night with retired generals, colonels, and also Linwood. Here's what they covered. Don't be alarmed, this one is pretty heavy but ends well. Everyone is upset and impatient that no trigger has been pulled yet. But make no mistake, the president will do what is necessary to defend the Constitution. Much is being done out of public view. 25,000 troops are now in DC, under the guise of riot control for the inauguration. More troops across the country, all major Democrat cities, are on standby, which is one HR recall. POTUS just designated Cuba as a terrorist state, relating to election interference. POTU just delisted a number of Chinese companies from having business being done with them. The recent blackouts in Italy, Vatican, Pakistan and Iran were from our space force. They temporarily took out parts of their power grid from up there. This was in preparation for war with China and Iran. Don't panic. This isn't conventional war with tanks and bombs and bullets, it's cyber warfare, including satellites that can knock out communications and data centers. If you ever wondered why the Space Force was instituted by POTUS a while back, it wasn't just about going to Mars. It was for this. Other countries have satellites up there that can do stuff to us, we have them now too, and they work. There are now 250,000 Chinese troops surrounding us, 75,000 in Canada and the rest in Mexico. The generals said if they set foot in this country they will be wiped out swiftly as they are ready. I know, this is scary, but hang on, everything will be fine. POTUS at the wall in Texas yesterday was a signal to let China know he means business as a sign and that he is in charge. POTUS will be getting in front of the people to produce evidence so the people know he is the real elected president. He may have to use the emergency alert system to do this in 2 to 3 days. When I give you a timeline or dates, they can be disinformation given to us on purpose, so we will not be told the real dates as our calls are being listened into. The mayor of Oklahoma City was informed by POTUS on Monday via email that the Insurrection Act has been enacted and arrests will begin in that city. This is the first of many cities this will happen in. So we now have confirmation that the Insurrection Act is in place. Don't believe the media. It's all optics. One colonel noted that in war, it's important to draw your enemy out in the open. POTUS has been doing exactly that. Look at all the rats that have been revealing their true identity. POTUS has been separating the wheat from the chaff, especially these past 2 weeks.
All right, so that's a part of a conspiracy video that was just posted on Rumble within the last few days. And it suggests that President Trump will not leave office. He'll do what he needs to do, as the video says there, that computerized voice said, to defend the Constitution. Computerized voice said that the U.S. Space Force is already taking out power grids and communication and data systems from outer space in preparation for a war with Iran and China. The computerized voice also said that the U.S. is surrounded by 250,000 Chinese troops. And the computerized voice also said that there are 75,000 Chinese troops in Canada, and the rest are in Mexico. I'd be interested in hearing from our friends who are from Canada and our friends who are from Mexico what they think of that conspiracy theory. The EAS system, that's the emergency activation system that sometimes puts those annoying weather warnings over the airwaves of all radio and TV stations and cable systems and missing children alerts and all that. The president is going to take over that system and command the country by using the EAS system. As you heard, and that's just part of the conspiracy theory that people are watching on videos that are being shared around the country right now. That's why some people are so fired up. So how do you explain to people that they're being misled and that there's no data or evidence in these conspiracy videos that they're sharing? How do you talk to people? Our phone number, 813-239-9663. Email address, dj@wmnf.org. We're going to talk more about this in just a moment. We're going to talk about conspiracy theories and how to deal with them, and how to deal with people that are so deep into the brainwashing they can't get out. How do you deal with it? And again, our phone number, 813-239-9663. You can also send an email into dj@wmnf.org. Ernie writes this from Port Richey. He's objecting to this program. And Ernie writes this: the same people who dismiss Black Lives Matter violence as a minority who don't represent BLM are only too eager to blame all Trump supporters for the Capitol incursion, writes Ernie. What do you think? Were there good Trump supporters at the Capitol incursion? What do you think? I mean, certainly not everybody who, you know, like my relatives who voted for Trump are not involved. We're not involved in the Capitol incursion. I think that's true. Not all Trump supporters supported the Capitol incursion. But I think it's fair to say that all the people involved in the Capitol incursion were Trump supporters. I think that's fair to say, or 99.9% of them. 813-239-9663. We've got one open line, mostly men, but there's one woman on the phone. Let's go to John in Port Richey. John, thanks for calling into the program. What would you like to say?
Well, thanks for the show, Rob. First, to answer Ernie's question, I think the good Trump supporters were the ones that went to the rally and then went home and did not go to the Capitol. So those would be the good Trump supporters. Those that went to the Capitol, no, not so much. But your question, how do you get to these people that are so deep down the rabbit hole? It's just like, I've got a friend who I keep trying to show him information, and he just isn't buying it. And the only thing I was thinking is I had this thought that really what has to happen is there has to be an open and transparent investigation. So the only thing I can see is these people might believe it if the Senate or the House has an open investigation where people are there under oath, you know, so if they lie, it's perjury, and get people like Sean Hannity, Rush Limbaugh, all these people that they listen to, Carl Tucker, and have them come before, and even the representatives that said the election was stolen, have them come before these committees under oath, testify what information they have, and show us what you got. I don't know if that would work or if they could do that, but that's, I just see the only way these people are going to believe it is if they kind of see it that there's an investigation and that, like I said, it has to be transparent so they can't go, well, that's just a setup. That's my only thought on that.
Okay. All right. Well, John, thanks. Yeah. Thanks for being the first one to call to 813-239-9663. But if you're a conspiracy theorist and you believe that 250,000 Chinese troops, apparently armed, are surrounding us and about to invade us, in a country of 330 million, even if there were 250,000 armed Chinese troops in Mexico and in Canada, first of all, how did they get there? Show us the pictures of the Chinese ships that brought them over. And does China have enough ships to transport safely 250,000 armed soldiers quietly? And would Canada ever allow militarized Chinese troops on its soil? Or would Mexico ever allow that? I mean, you've got to believe that in order to believe this conspiracy theory. And this is what a lot of people believe. I was looking at the video this morning. I think it said 500,000 views so far. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Nancy in St. Pete. Hey, Nancy, you're on M&F. Thank you for calling. What's up?
Hey. Well, it's a great day. It's the last day of the Trump group and everything. And yay. I just wanted to say about that disturbing a computerized voice, she really ought to work on her syntax and her grammar. And I think that's clue number one. You know, the message was, it just wasn't good, proper English, okay? So that's clue number
one. Yeah, I couldn't tell if the computer was reading the script and because the computer couldn't read the script correctly because it's not a human, it misplaced and mispronounced several words. Yeah, go ahead, I'm sorry.
That's my point. Yeah. And so now we have a
Well, who would believe that? Who would be taken in? You know, I've got this person who is sometimes listener to WMNF who really believes this, apparently.
Yeah.
So how do you talk to that person?
I would suggest that they listen to some real, I don't know, but I'm saying real. They're whatever they think is real, they think is some kind of a conspiracy. And so, you know, we're stuck at that crux there. I don't know. I think time and sympathy for their dignity. I think that might go away if we could sort of muster that up and realize that these people are the suckers. They're the ones that deserve some kind of pity, because that's what you got there. I mean, this is pathetic.
Okay, Nancy, hang on, because we are going to hear from a cult expert in just a few minutes. But Nancy, thanks.
Thank you.
All right, great to hear from you. Greg writes this, the clip that you played with the computerized voice, that's probably foreign produced. I don't know. I don't know who produced it. Gary, thank you or Greg, thank you. And then Gary writes, the music that you played on that clip is from the movie The Last of the Mohicans. I didn't recognize it. I love to listen to soundtracks of movies. So, Gary, you've got a good ear. Thank you for that. 813-239-9663. Scott writes, can you send me a link to that conspiracy video you just played? I don't have the video in the air studio, but if you send me an email at rob@wmnf.org, I'll send you a link to the video, and you can watch it for yourself. I mean, I think the main thing, and I've watched a bunch of these QAnon conspiracy videos, never is somebody interviewed. Never is a date and time or a footnote put in this. It just makes broad predictions about what's about to happen. And as we heard in that video, I think they think that Democrats are going to be arrested tomorrow. I think that's what they really believe. They had hoped for the storm for the last couple of years, beginning with the QAnon conspiracy. It didn't happen, but they're hoping that tomorrow it will happen. We'll see. 813-239-9663. Email address dj@wmnf.org. So how do you talk to somebody who really believes these conspiracy videos that are out there? Let's go to Dan in Seminole. Dan, thanks for calling. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Well, first of all, I agree with John. The first caller, I think what has to be done is almost a mafia-style commission that traces, not only exposes who these terrorist groups are, but traces it all the way back to Reconstruction and give us a good history of what militant groups exist out there and have not really even conceded the Civil War. I would say that was something that we have to really trace, and that really helped.
But I'm a little bit unclear. How do you convince them that what they bought into?
Again, like the first, why did you have to have a commission that comes out and explains that, you know, this is the leaders of the leaders. But I think that's just for healing of America. What I think has happened.
Let me just interrupt for a second, Dan. Did you watch the video that the New Yorker put out where the former military guy was embedded with the folks that took over the Capitol? And they were rummaging through the papers on the desks of U.S. senators, and they initially thought that Ted Cruz had sold them out, and then apparently they backed away from that thinking. But they think that that the conspiracy goes on right there in the Capitol. I mean, they believe that.
Yeah, but those are traitors. Rizzoli and those guys, they're traitors. I think we have to acknowledge that they are still fighting the Civil War. They have not conceded going all the way down back to Reconstruction. But that's besides my point. What I really wanted to mention was why I think I sent you a link to conspiracy theory, game theory. In the analysis of QAnon, a game. I have an article by the Courier Institute, and it's called titled "A Game Designer's Analysis of QAnon." And what he says is that QAnon is following game theory. You know those games that they used to have, where they had clues, computer games where they had clues and point you in a direction.
I remember similar games. There were games that we used to play at parties with clues that were handed out. Yeah, I remember those. I don't remember the computer games, but I do remember earlier versions.
Well, there were these computer games that would have clues that would like that. And he brings up an example. In the game, they had on one scene just random pieces of wood. They were just random pieces of wood that were on the ground scene. But a certain percentage of those people saw in their mind that wood was pointing to the wall and that the clue that they had to look for was at the wall. And they were buying tools and knocking down the walls. It was so bad that they finally had to put something there behind the wall because so many people were doing it. And the theory goes is that these people are now, QAnon is one of those games. It's a very sophisticated article. That's above my head.
Yeah.
Really.
Yeah. All right, Dan, I'll look it up. Thanks a lot.
I sent it to you on your private link.
All right. Thanks, Dan. Good to hear from you. 813-239-9663. Let's go to Sasha in Newport Richie. Sasha, thanks for calling. What would you like to say?
Yeah. Hi. Thank you, Rob. And thanks to all the callers. And I'm very grateful for this radio station, which truly allows free speech for the great rainbow of diversity of our community. And what I have done after receiving several calls from friends that were concerned because their significant others had been in the military, and they've become very triggered by what's going on. And I wanted to say that the beginning of the manipulation of the human psyche, a lot of it did begin within our military-industrial complex and through capitalistic marketing. And I wanted to say what I've done out of concern for my friends who are concerned about their significant others. And what I've done is I ordered two copies of the book Red pill, blue pill, how to counteract the conspiracy theories that are killing us.
And who wrote that book, Red Pill, Blue Pill?
David Neiwert, N-E-I-W-E-R-T.
Oh, you're talking about my guest last week. Okay.
I ordered two of those books because I really want to help people. I don't think that every Republican or Democrat is involved in a conspiracy, not at all. But I think some people are becoming radicalized by extremist groups. But I have to say one more thing. I'm going to be so grateful when now elect to be president Joe Biden signs the Paris Climate Accord agreements and signs the Stop the Pipeline. And whether he does it or Kamala does it, I'm just going to be so grateful when those are signed so we all have an earth to continue to flourish on. Thank you.
Yeah, let's hope it's not too late. Sasha, thanks a lot. The Paris Climate Accords are voluntary, but yet they really have just angered people who don't think that the global warming theory is real. Sasha, thank you very much. Jeff writes this, some people close to me have warned that crazy things will happen tomorrow and told me to load up on supplies. All I can say is, let's see, if this doesn't happen, will they let it go? I think that's the thing, is that as people make these predictions, I think the claim that 250,000 armed Chinese troops are surrounding the U.S. right now is a claim that can be disproven. And if it turns out not to be true, and it's not true, then let's hope that these folks that, worship President Trump and believe in conspiracy theories begin to back away. I think all we can do, and let's hear from a, in just a second, we're going to hear from a cult expert. Elijah writes this, I've been to jail as a younger man, and when incarcerated, I had nothing but time to think of how stupid and thoughtless my behavior and actions were and how I could never put myself in that situation if I had just used my brain. I believe these supporters of Trump will have a similar situation to reflect if they try real hard to use their brains, writes Elijah. And Jackie writes this, she's in New York State. She says, my experience with conspiracy theorists is that they always avoid discourse. I know one well, and she just made a controversial statement in a Zoom meeting, but then abruptly ended the meeting before anyone could respond, writes Jackie. And then Deborah writes this, the Washington Post has a long list of corporate donors who've contributed to Republican lawmakers who sought to overturn the election. Some have suspended donations, other corporations have not. Here are some who have not and are still thinking about it. Koch Industries, Home Depot, American Crystal Sugar, ExxonMobil, Charter Communications, FedEx, USAA, Cox Enterprises, BNSF Railway, General Dynamics. I suggest that we boycott all of these corporations, writes Deborah from Spring Hill. Deborah, thank you for that. And then Traveling Nurse says, I know it's my pet peeve, but you can't be using correct grammar if every other word is you know and you know and you know because you sound like a freaking idiot. Okay, thank you for that, Traveling Nurse. And Walter writes, do you realize that you are one of the 500,000 views of that conspiracy video? Of course I do. Thank you, Walter, for that. So what do you do with people that believe in conspiracies and have joined this cult that believes that somehow the Chinese are going to invade the U.S. or that Joe Biden is going to institute a Venezuelan-style government system or a North Korean-style government system? What do you think? 813-239-9663. Let's listen to an interview that was on this morning on CNN. This was with Stephen Hassan, who has been a guest on Radioactivity on this show in the past. He's the author of the book, The Cult of Trump, and he was being interviewed by Allison Camerota. Let's listen to how he explains we should deal with people who believe in cults.
Joining us now is Stephen Hassan. He's a mental health professional who has been helping deprogram people out of cults for decades. He himself was a cult member of the Moonies cult in the 1970s before he was successfully deprogrammed. He's also the author of The Cult of Trump. Mr. Hassan, thanks so much for being here. What we just showed there, do you consider those people cult members?
I do. I think they were deceptively recruited by an authoritarian political cult.
When you, I've read that the characteristics of a cult leader, let's just put these up for everybody, narcissistic, lies a lot, grandiose self-image, stokes fear, paranoid, talks a lot about enemies, harasses critics, always needs praise, lacks empathy, claims absolute authority, blames the media, rarely admits mistakes or wrongdoings. And so why do people follow leaders with such odious characteristics? How does that happen?
Essentially, people are wired to follow follow authority figures they believe are legitimate and to conform to people they identify with. But as someone who's studied brainwashing and mind control, the good news is that even though people can be radicalized, they can also be helped to come back to themselves. And that's what gives me hope for our country.
Before we get to how that's going to happen, I just want to show a little bit more of what happened inside the U.S. Capitol, just so that we understand. Some of the people, Mr. Hassan, that you see here were once elementary school counselors. Some of these people were firemen. One of them was an Olympic swimmer. How is it that they lose control of their own sort of judgment and that a cult leader, or in this case, President Trump, takes over their mindset and allows them to risk their lives for him?
So in studying all the thought reform brainwashing models, I've developed a BITE model of authoritarian control. And it basically talks about controlling behavior, information, thoughts, and emotions to create a new identity that's dependent and obedient. And this is a radical personality change in the mental health literature in the APA DSM-5. It's called a dissociative disorder, questioning of identity. And the bottom line is all of America needs deprogramming because we've all been negatively influenced by Donald Trump.
But for the people who were willing to go in there and storm the Capitol, how did they radically change their personality? What was it? What tool was it President Trump used to get them to do that?
So I need to say that in 1974, I was fasting for Richard Nixon during Watergate. I was programmed to believe that democracy was satanic and God needed to take over America. And I saw people from my cult. Sean Moon brought a busload of people to D.C. So I could have been there if my family hadn't cared enough to rescue me.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, so you know what you're talking about. But again, help us understand what turns it. What made you do that?
So it's a systematic social influence process, but it starts with deceptive recruitment. And in my analysis for my book, The Cult of Trump, what I realize is that there are authoritarian cults that are influencing Trump, that were bringing their base to follow Trump. So they're already programmed, many, many people, not all, but many, many people. But remember, you know, as Americans, we're kind of taught to obey the president of the United States. That status of the office isn't huge. So come Joe Biden's inauguration, I believe there'll be a huge drop-off in followers of Donald Trump when they realize that they've been lied to. Biden won the election. Confirmed.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think there is something in our DNA that we do give a lot of authority, obviously, to the president and do tend to believe our president. And so for those people that we just showed in the U.S. Capitol, how do you begin to deprogram them?
So that's what I do for a living, and family members contact me, and I've written books, I've done videotapes, I've done courses to educate the family, because it's the family, friends, and former members that once we educate them, we coach them on how to interact and empower the person to start thinking for themselves. The most powerful technique is asking a respectful, thoughtful question and being quiet and really waiting a long time for an answer and then following up.
Here are your tips how to help free someone from the cult of Trump. You say, always act with respect, kindness, and warmth. Avoid conflict or harshness. Keep the dialogue open and civil. Be collaborative rather than competitive. Don't get angry. Don't tell them. Help them make their own discoveries.
So that's Stephen Hassan, who was on CNN this morning with Allison Camerota. You can see that interview on the CNN.com website. Hassan is the author of The Cult of Trump. So we heard from a cult expert. We've heard from a conspiracy video that I played for you earlier. We talked about the man in Texas who came back from the attempted takeover of the Capitol and threatened his kids if they outed him as a participant in the riot at the Capitol, threatened them with potential violence. And we're asking you, how do you talk to folks who have bought into this conspiracy theory? And what do you do? And what do we do as a country? 813-239-9663. Let's go to Blanny in Tampa. Blanny, you're on. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. I just wanted to mention that in addition to just these very militaristic information that's coming out, there's more of a kind of a constant programming that's going on for the average conservative. I am on a website. It started out maybe a number of years ago where I didn't eliminate, probably it was the Heritage Foundation. Since all this has been going on in the last 6 or 8 months, I get about 3 to 6 emails from very ultra-conservative organizations. And a lot of it comes from the Heritage Foundation and Freedom Works, which are nonprofits, which is unbelievable. And they're promoting very right-wing, and but not violent. They obviously were deniers about the election. But they're focusing right now, some of them, the latest, is on socialism, the danger of socialism. They even have a pamphlet on it that it will take away our benefits. You will, you know, your money and all your material goods will be taken away. You'll have no freedoms. And these are going to average people. I have not asked for this information, but I haven't unfriended. And so it keeps getting more and more. How many millions of people are getting the same information?
Yeah, and this is sponsored by the Koch brothers, and now the Koch brother, because one has died. But the, you know, they're the big supporters of the Heritage Foundation and Freedom Works, and you know, of course, multi-billionaires like the Koch brothers don't want to be taxed at a higher rate and don't want to see their capital gains taxes at the same rate as people that work for a living. They want their taxes to be lower than our taxes, so of course they're pushing this to their members.
Right, and some of this literature comes in all different ways. In the last week alone, I have gotten Conservative Opinions, Freedom Watch, Carol Swain, News, Washington Exposé, PragerU, Freedom, Free Pressers, Daily Signal, Candace Owens, and Police for Congress. I mean, but when you look back at it, it's all coming from the same information. And
it takes money to write those messages and then to pump them out to people. So it takes
absolutely
a lot of money. Do you get a similar amount from moderate or left-wing groups? Do you get a similar amount of mail?
One of the issues with that is because they are coming out with, you know, fake facts and pushing out very very simplified information. And with the could we change some of these not extremist Republicans with a little more information, giving them information about why we should have health care for all? It's not a socialist plot. It's not going to take your hard-earned money. They do say that, you know, if you work hard, you know, in Biden's socialist government, you know, then you're going to get nothing. You know.
All right, I mean, Blanny, thanks a lot. Thank you for that. All right, thanks for letting us know what's coming in. 813-239-9663. You know, if you think that health care for all is socialism, then what do you think about Medicare? Susan in Lakeland writes, I have never heard anything like the alert you played. Lack of details like names, dates, and any specific information leads me to know that it is false. I have a relative that I used to think was a smart person, but he has bought into this crap. Not anymore. This Trump allegiance that has occurred is a family relationship, horrible ending in too many scenarios, writes Susan in Lakeland. She also says that this is a dangerous 24 hours, she writes. Brian West Tampa says, the brainwashing of my dad should be broadcast on all legitimate news channels. I have lost 3 family members to right-wing brainwashing. A cousin of mine who loves the Beatles is a MAGA cult member. He posted a meme on Facebook with a photo of John Lennon and a quote that said, only a businessman would be able to save America, the tagline John Lennon 1981. When I pointed it out to him that John Lennon was killed in 1980, he replied, oh, yeah, that's interesting. He never took the post down and still believes the quote. Yeah, I mean, I went to Trump rallies and he was playing the Rolling Stones and the Beatles. Yet if you were to poll the Beatles and the Rolling Stones and ask what they think about Donald Trump, I think you'd find that there'd be 100% opposition. Tony writes this, that's a super crazy theory. So if all the National Guard are Trump supporters, maybe they could pull off a military coup, writes Tony. I mean, that is the theory that video I played is pushing, that President Trump is going to institute martial law tomorrow, and he's going to get help by the 25,000 National Guard that are posted in Washington, D.C. But, you know, I know it's not going to happen. You know it's not going to happen. But what happens to these QAnon people that think it's true and are waiting, probably will be jamming, be gathered 10 deep in front of their TVs, watching the inauguration for this to happen tomorrow. What happens when it doesn't happen? Let's go to Jeanette in Northport. Hi, Jeanette. You're on M&F. What would you like to say?
Hey, Rob. Well, I think we should look towards Germany when the Nazis were in control and see what happened after the Nazis left power, lost power, how those people came back to their senses. I think I think the whole country was involved in a conspiracy theory at that time.
Yeah, that's true. And there was a process of denazification, and we ought to look into that. I have not studied it, so I don't know how they did it, and you raise a really good point.
I think that Trump has used a lot of the Nazi propaganda methods to help get people to believe crazy stuff and people to do violent things that they probably would never do otherwise. And I also think that the internet doesn't help. You know, social media doesn't help because everybody who's involved in the QAnon, it's like they have instant friends. They have, you know, they're very susceptible to being manipulated because maybe they're lonely. Maybe they're fearful people. And they automatically just go, oh, my God, this bad thing is going to happen. I better get my gun or whatever.
Yeah, yeah. I'm sure there will be studies for years about how people fell into this trap. Jeanette, thanks a lot. Thank you. And the question of how did they denazify in Germany after losing World War II, I think that's a great question. We'll have to look for authors that have studied that. Let's go to... we can go to Cynthia in Bradenton. Hi, Cynthia. You're on.
Hello. Can you hear me?
I can.
Okay. Hi. This show couldn't have come at a better time because I feel like I'm crumbling under the pressure of living with two people who are totally engrossed in this cult. And it's taken me up until yesterday to be able to label all of the aspects of it. But early on, what I was hearing was a lot of YouTube videos that were being watched in the house about the satanic pedophiles, which I don't think anybody has mentioned yet. And
well, in other days we've mentioned, and we haven't brought up the lizard people either today, and we could we could talk about that too. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
What I mean to say is there's a huge religious and moral aspect of this belief in these conspiracy theories that people have before they even get into it, and they're playing on those religious beliefs in these videos to get a stronger hold on these people's psyches. And it's so insidious that it's become like the Kennedy assassination, that, you know, you could sit and debate and debate and debate, and the truth never really comes out. And everything is becoming so muddied that there are just so many aspects of it.
Yeah, Cynthia, would it be fair to say that you think that, religious people who are deeply faithful and don't need that much proof, just need one book, and because they have one book, they might be more susceptible to conspiracy theories than others that when they read the Bible or any other book, they demand proof?
Well, you know, that's an interesting question. However, you know, in the... I'm being told that this is a war against good and evil. And I'm being told by these people who are believing in this that they're on the side of the good.
Yeah, it's a powerful myth, and I think it is put out there. And, this show has been how to combat it. I'll do more programs about it, too. You are not on the side of evil, Cynthia. Okay, thanks a lot. Just in case you had any doubt. Oh, hurry up. We're trying to get some more calls on.
I'm being told that this station is run by China, and anything I hear, can you believe that?
Yeah, Cynthia, thanks a lot. You know, let me tell you a quick story about China, and, I really want to get more calls on, but a few years ago, a company came to us and said, would you take a delegation of WMNF staff and listeners on a trip to China? And we discussed it at the staff level. And they were going to give discounts to the staff members and then make the listeners pay full freight. And we talked about the staff level, and we thought, well, China does not have a really great human rights record, so we don't want to be part of it. We weren't quite sure who was supporting the trip, whether it was just a private company or Chinese government, but we stayed away from it. There's no connection between this station and China, and when the Chinese government commits human rights abuses, and has, we talked about investigators from labor groups trying to get into China to show how bad working conditions were in some factories, and they were kidnapped by the Chinese government and disappeared. That story, I think, was done exclusively on this radio station. No other local radio station covered it at the time. So, no, we are not part of China. Let's go to David in Tampa. David, thanks for calling. What would you like to say?
I just want to say it is difficult talking to family about this. I have family who said the same thing. They really feel like this is coming down to, like, Antifa and all this is a part of an evil, and they're just hearing this out there. And, you know, it's really easy to manipulate people. You know, like, the Heritage Foundation was just brought up in a, I'm not sure how many people know that the Obamacare thing was, you know, born out of the Heritage Fund and it's our Heritage Foundation. And that seems scary, you know, this idea of like, hey, the only way we'll, you know, cover existing preconditions is if you, or pre-existing conditions, is if we make a law where you have to basically try to buy, you know, private health care.
And profits at those health insurance companies have soared. I mean, it's not, it's a big problem.
It's a supported thing, you know, right now. And it's like, so people can be easily manipulated. And it's, my cousin told me the same evil thing. And I said, well, a lot of people on that side there actually think there's fascism occurring here. There's something, oh, the Muslims. Oh, you know what the problem is with your jobs? It's the Mexicans, and they're mainly rapists. He had a big televised speech. I can't remember. I think it was the State of the Union, where he brought up a family member and wanted, you know, they've been victim to some Mexican gang, and it's like, here's proof. You see, it's Mexicans. And my cousin, very smart, you know, college graduate, is like, no, I see evil, and I don't see the fascism.
Yeah. So, David, I'm sorry to say we're out of time, but it.
Oh, yeah.
And we'll devote more time to it in the next few days. Thank you, David.
Yep.
All right. Sorry about that. If you and there's probably 30 or 40 emails I have not read on the air yet. I apologize. But if you want to comment about today's show, please call us at 813-238-8001 and record your comment on extension 115. We'll play your comments back tomorrow at 11 o'clock as the inauguration is about to get underway. This is WMNF in Tampa. Barbara Fling has been our phone producer.